I mean, truthfully, I think it's just being a good person, right? Being considerate of others, you know, being selfless versus selfish. I think there's a joy in giving as well. I think you always feel better when you give than you actually receive.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now, here's your host, Art Eddy.
What's going on, everyone? Art Eddy here for another edition of the Art of Fatherhood show. And on the line, I'm very happy to have the Sabre CEO, David Nance. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
Doing great. Good afternoon to you as well.
Thank you for taking the time. Obviously, being a CEO of a company, very busy. So I appreciate you taking the time. And I also appreciate you and your team over at Sabre working with me to talk about how we can keep our family safe. You guys at Sabre take safety as so important. And obviously we're gonna be talking about your fatherhood journey that you're going to embark on next year. I'm very happy for you and your family. But again, I appreciate you supporting me and I wanna support the heck out of you guys because we want to, you know, equip our kids not only with just values and things that we are gonna pass on to them, but you also wanna pass on some great tools. And Sabre is one of them. We're gonna get into that in a second. Like I said, man, congrats. I heard the news that you're going to be a dad coming in January. Your new bundle of joy is going to be happening. When you found out, like, the news, you're going to be a dad, what was going through your mind, sir?
I'm a little late to the dance, to be honest with you. I'm in my mid-40s, so I was pretty happy, right? I mean, all my friends have been through it. My siblings have been through it. Plenty of nieces and nephews. So, you know, it was a great feeling, a really good feeling, to be honest with you.
Nice. I know that you've probably been thinking about this. What are some of the things you're looking to instill, like values or just, you know, things that you want to show your child as they get older? Obviously, the baby and a toddler, you're going to be, you know, making sure that they don't touch the oven or, you know, walk out in the street and all that good stuff. But what are some of the things you're looking to instill into your child as they're growing up?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm in the safety industry. So like corners of glass tables and things like that. I mean, you know, for sure. That's first. That's top of mind. But you know, I just think it's, I mean, truthfully, I think it's just being a good person, right? Being considerate of others, you know, being selfless versus selfish. I went to a high school where it was all guys and we were men for others. And I just think it's just, you know, thinking about those things. I think there's a joy in giving as well. I think you always feel better when you give than you actually receive. Just little things like, you know, when you go to the gym and somebody leaves a towel on the floor, like I actually will pick that up and put that in the bin. And, you know, just making sure you're considerate of other people because we're all sharing this same space. I went to Tokyo and noticed that even though it's one of the busiest cities in the world, it runs very orderly because people are so considerate there. I just think that that's an important thing I would really like to instill on my son or daughter.
That is fantastic. I love the fact that you're talking about like picking up towels at the gym and all that. You're going to be picking up a bunch of stuff with your toddler and your baby, like your baby and the toddler just in the wake. So I love it. So you're already preparing for fatherhood by, you know, not only being kind and courteous, but obviously, you know, walking the walk and talking the talk by, you know, leading by example. I love it. One more question before we get into the good work you and the folks over at Sabre are doing to keep our families and just people in general safe. I'm guessing you're getting so much of like inundated with advice for like, hey, when you become a dad or get, you know, got to bulk on your sleep right now, like make sure you get all the sleep you can. Like that's not going to happen. But for you, what is like a good piece of advice that you have received that you would like to share to maybe dads that are in the same boat that are going to be a dad?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm pretty fortunate it with regards to my wife is in early childhood education and has a, you know, and she runs a school 1.5 to 5 year olds. And I think the best advice I'm receiving is just whatever she says, just, you know, go along with it, right? Pretty much just, what can I do? What can I do, sweetie? Tell me what needs to happen. And she is definitely over preparing. I mean, tonight I'll be watching a 2-hour doula video this evening, right? I mean, it's just, yeah. So we're on the way over prepared side, I feel like. So I feel pretty confident things are going to go well, especially with how seriously she's taking it, which is great, which is wonderful. So I'm just going to kind of step aside and do what she says.
Love it. I love the fact that it's almost like back in the day when you found out like the teacher's workbook had the answers and all that stuff. That's what you got. Like you got the answer key kind of right there already. I love it. Of course, you're going to keep the house safe and all that stuff and baby proof it and toddler proof it. I will say, though, the dad hack is when you go out, you know, with your child, you know, whatever the case may be, got the diapers, wipes, all that stuff. When you come back, make sure you restock it right then and there. If you have time, obviously you want to take care of your family first. But once everybody's all settled, make sure the backpack, before you put it away, the diaper bag, wherever the case may be, you fill that thing up before you go back out, because it's going to be out of your mind once you put it away and you're like, oh, we're going to the grocery store, and all of a sudden you have a diaper change and you don't have any diapers. So I'm just going to pass that on to you, sir.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll definitely make note of that.
Like I said, you are the CEO of Saber. And you guys do a lot of great things, not just pepper spray, but you guys do all the different things to keep people safe, like for camping or different devices that will keep not only yourself safe, or like especially runners running at night or whatever the case may be, by themselves. You guys have a lot of equipment, and obviously you want to make sure that not just families, but people in general are being safe. And, you know, I teamed up with you guys to talk about like how, especially when kids go off on their own or go to college, ways we can keep them safe. And sometimes we think about, oh, we're going to get you the mini fridge, or make sure we got all the books that you need. And, oh, you need a new wardrobe because you're going to be, you know, finding your own independence and your own new cool. We might forget about safety, right? You have the cell phone, like make sure you pick up, but there are going to be times where hopefully it never happens, but if danger does approach, maybe your child will not be able to respond right away. But having pepper spray, especially the smart pepper spray that alerts your parent, like will alert the parents, that is huge. Like the people so far that on the article I wrote, people are like, that GPS thing is huge. That's a game changer. So you guys think of everything. Talk a little bit about why families should pick up this product, not just for maybe kids are going off on their own or whatever the case may be, but just to keep families safe. Talk about this fantastic product, sir.
I mean, I think if you put yourself in the shoes of a college student, right, or you know, someone driving in late high school, and you find yourself in a dangerous scenario and you're alone, I think you'd want your family, your close contacts to know immediately, hey, I'm in a dangerous situation, right? So, and that's what that does. I mean, you basically press the button of the spray. It has a Bluetooth connection to your smartphone, hits the Saber app, and then it sends out a notification of your exact location to your pre-recorded contacts. And then it has geo-tracking. So as you move, Art, it follows you and continually notifies them. And it's funny because I was in a product research group, and there were a bunch of men, fathers and whatnot in that. And like, well, we already have our family on such and such, where I know exactly where they're at already. And I don't have that yet, but I probably will here in a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
That's great, but you know where they're at, but you don't know if it's an emergency. This product tells you it's an emergency immediately, and then it will follow them as they go. So I think that's the main point I'm trying to make is that if you're in that scenario, you want other people to be sharing that terrible experience with you, and that's going to help you get to safety, and that's going to allow them follow you as well to that point. Or they can call the police. There's actually professional monitoring as well. I think that's the main advantage. And of course, you know, fast forward 18 years from now, if it's a daughter that needs this product and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I certainly would want to know and call in and do whatever I could to help in that situation.
No doubt. Yeah. Especially if someone is going under a state of duress, right? And something's happening to them. They're not going to be like, oh, and let me just text somebody like, hey, stop attacking me for a second. I just need to, you know, text everybody where I'm at and all this other stuff. There are so many different things. Obviously, the pepper spray is a deterrent for someone to keep on attacking, you know, your child. And then you get the alert. A parent gets the alert. Then they can call the authorities wherever that person is and be like, hey, you know, dial 911, like I'm in this, you know, state, but my child is in danger in this state, you know, please, you know, so the parents can help out if you know, the child, the daughter or son needs help. So yeah, there are so many different things. And I now more than ever, man, like peace of mind is so necessary because you want to, like, it's tough. My daughters are 13 and 11 and they're at the point where they're doing things on their own. Like they're, you know, becoming like more independent, and that's great. I'm going to miss that time of us like making sure that, you know, I got to pull in the reins, but like, nope, this is something they got to learn on their own. Right. And I just want them to go into this world prepared in every scenario. We've done like, you know, Taekwondo classes and all that stuff, but you best believe I'm going to be packing them with a Saber smart pepper spray when they're going to be going off and not even just to college, but you said like a part-time job after school, right?
Sure.
That's another thing where it's like, if they're working at a mall or a grocery store, whatever the case may be, they're working the later shift, they're walking out, they can hold that pepper spray, feel a little bit more secure. And you just want your kids to enjoy life, but also be prepared, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how deep you want me to go into personal safety, but if they're working in the public eye, the same place, same times every day, sometimes not exactly they're not the greatest people in the world take notice of that, and they know your schedule. And that's where you really want to have a way to protect yourself when you're commuting, walking across the parking lot, and so forth, so on and so forth. So I highly encourage that. And the nice thing about spray, love that they're teaching hands-on stuff. That's absolutely fantastic. I would encourage everybody to take a self-defense course or martial arts. I think that's wonderful. But this actually protects you at a safe distance. So why go hands-on when someone could be faster, stronger, more skilled than you, when you can be, you know, 10 to 12 feet away and outside of arm's reach? So that's nice too. So it's great to have both. So kudos to you for that.
I would actually appreciate one of my other questions, a follow-up question was just kind of like, yeah, talk about certain things that we might, like, you're in the space, you and your team at Saber are in this safety space, right? You guys are encountering threats, issues, and how to keep families and just people safe in general. There are certain things that we might, like, people that are not in your industry might not even think of, but can you give us some helpful hints being like, hey, if you're doing, if your child's working late at night or this or that, I mean, sure. Everyone's gonna say like, oh, you know, hang out in groups and packs and like strength in numbers. Great. Mm-hmm. But not all of you and your friends are gonna be working at the same store and like leaving it. Okay, it's time at 10 o'clock at night. Everybody, we're all leaving, right? So talk a little, I would love for you to share certain things that maybe we don't focus in on that we should.
Right. So our mission at Saber is to allow you to live your life the way you want to, which means, hey, if you got to work a second, third shift, or you want to go for a run during daylight saving time or alone where it's dark outside, we want you to be able to do that. We want you to have the confidence to be able to go out and live your life your way. That's where our products come into play and this mindset that we also teach in our personal safety academy. So it's two steps. Ideally, number one, you never have to use our products. They're there for if you need them, but it all starts with being a hard target. So, you know, the bad people are looking to select what's called a soft target. And we all know where that starts nowadays. It's we are glued. We are addicted to our smartphone. I saw a father, I was running down the street in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. He was pushing his child and he was on his smartphone at the same time. Walking down the steps at the gym the other day, guy's literally responding to a text while he's going down the stairs. So, you know, that's a major distraction. You know, I mean, I could have probably taken something. Who knows? I mean, someone could take his baby for that guy's doing in that situation. Yeah. They certainly have a step or two advantage on it. So head back, shoulders up, scan the area. You know, let people know that, walk with a little bit of attitude. Let people know that this is going to be maybe a bit more challenging, this individual. Certainly a lot easier to go for that person that's glued to their smartphone. Just not dialed into what's happening around them. It just makes it that much easier. So I think it starts there. And it's called Condition Yellow. There's a late lieutenant colonel from the Marine Corps that basically said, Condition White, that's what I'm describing with when you're not focused. Condition Yellow is that relaxed alertness about you. You identify a potential threat, we'll call it, and that's Condition Orange. If it need to take action, that's Condition Red. So it just kind of, you go up and down the chain. But and noticing what's in front of you as well. Like say, for example, you park to go into a store. You brought that up earlier. Yeah, I mean, ideally you don't want to park next to the van where there's a couple people at, or, you know, you want to be as close to the entrance of that store as you can be. But before you get out, we call it 10 seconds to safety. Find the right spot, take 2 seconds, check things out before you get out of the car. Now you're elevated to a higher point. Take 2 seconds to see what's between you and the door. Walk, you know, 2 more seconds as you walk up, as you grab it, look inside. I mean, there's been plenty of robberies where people have walked right into, specifically in gas stations and convenience stores. They walk right into it. And, you know, you don't want to do that with someone who has an armed weapon as well, too. So it's these little things that, and trust your instincts, right? If there's if the convenience store door is locked during the middle of the day on a Saturday and you go to open it and someone you've never seen in this place in your neighborhood is opening the door after it's been locked when it shouldn't be, you probably shouldn't step inside. You probably should think, oh, wait, I forgot my wallet in my car, and get the heck out of there. So plenty of stories where stuff like that has happened.
Again, these are certain things we don't think of. And when you were talking about like the 10 seconds of safety, right, when you get out of a car, takes me back to like my high school days when I was learning how to drive. My teacher was like an ex-cop. He's like, what you want to do is after you get out of your car, walking around the perimeter of the car and just to make sure, like, okay, nothing was damaged here, whatever the case may be. When you come back from a store, mall, whatever the case may be, make sure that nothing has hit your car or drive by. Nothing, like, he wasn't really thinking on, like, the, you know, being abducted side, but more like, hey, just make check your surrounding and make sure someone didn't, like, do a hit and run. And then all of a sudden, like, you leave the scene of the crime, so to speak, of the hit and run. But I maybe did that 3 or 4 times when I started driving, but I don't. But just listening to that, like, I might sit, like, now with my daughters who are 13 and 11, my wife, when we go somewhere, I'd be like, hold up, and I kind of look around, and they're like, what are you doing? I can pass this on to them because it's a learning moment. It's like they can see me actually doing the actual act, and I'm explaining, like, you know what? I spoke with the team over at Sabre. I spoke with the CEO. He just said 10 seconds of safety. Just look around. And this is something you can pass on to your kids on a Saturday where it's not like you're going to, like, everybody's hanging out in the, you know, the family room watching. We're like, hey guys, come out in the car for a second. I want to run something, right? But, like, if you're in the moment and you're teaching them, like, life skills, because I think this is a huge life skill. And the whole idea of, like, being glued to your phone, walking around, especially, like, when you leave a store and you're looking away. Yeah, you have less time to react. So all of these things are great. I really appreciate it. I think these are things that I love bringing guys like yourself on to educate other dads and parents to teach their kids in this world to be a better place. Obviously, the world would be a better place if people weren't doing bad stuff, but we can't control that. We can only control our own actions, and Sabre definitely helps with that. Besides the pepper spray, talk a little about some of the other products you guys offer that families would be interested in.
So I think, you know, for younger individuals, children, the personal alarm is a nice option. You know, it's a loud noise-making device. You can hear it the length of several football fields. It calls for attention. So a couple of things. Number one, that noise could be a distraction to the potential threat. They stop and think, uh-oh, what do I do now? Is it time for me to try to retreat or try to escape? Who's looking in my direction? You're basically taking strangers and you're making them witnesses to the scene of the crime. You're calling for help. That noisemaker calls for help. So that's something I recommend for younger children, especially. We have a number of different ways to secure your home, both from DIY home alarms, your door, window, entire systems that you can use with a remote. But we also have some unique devices that will block, that will prevent inward opening doors from actually opening, because you have a door wedge device or a door security bar that sits up underneath the door knob, so an intruder can't actually get inside the home, which is excellent. A lot of people supplement their professionally monitored systems or their DIY smart home security systems with those devices. You talked about peace of mind. Knowing that they can't get through the door, it makes you feel a lot more secure when you're at home. So those are a couple of the products. We do everything from safety whistles to personal alarms to pepper spray to a little bit of home security as well.
Love it. And for more information, people should definitely go to, of course, we've been putting up links already, but sabrered.com. That's SABRERED.com. Again, this is information that I love having on my show because it helps keep families. They learn something, at least one thing new per day. I think you're, you know, doing it right. So I think there's a lot of things that people can take away from this conversation. I appreciate that. Now we're going to finish off with the fatherhood quick five. When your child does arrive, and obviously, and that, you know, maybe when they come around 4 or 5 years old, they'll start watching family movies. Is there a family movie or movie you can't wait to share with your child?
I mean, my wife and her family, they're very much into Father of the Bride. They watched that the night before we were married, right? The whole family together. So that's definitely going to be high on the list for sure.
Nice. And that's a great, another thing, it's a family tradition, and like, oh, why'd you guys watch this? Or like, what's so great about this movie? Then you, obviously your wife will explain, like, you just share, like, we watched it on the night before our wedding. So I love it. Favorite family song, or is there an artist you can't wait to introduce your child to?
This is definitely going to be something I delegate to my wife for sure. So, I mean, the 80 heavy metal stuff that I still listen to, and the Guns N' Roses probably wouldn't be appropriate. So,
well, like, you have good songs. Like, you know, it's a great song because it also teaches them a valuable lesson, patience, right?
Yeah, sure. There you go. Absolutely. That's it.
And you're going to, again, so my
that's
oldest,
more for me though, isn't it?
Well, for both, because okay, there's gonna be time okay. For kids need to learn it and parent. Oh, it's definitely a double-edged sword for that. But my youngest, she loves like the Gap Band. She loves Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson. She's like, she has an eclectic taste like me. So just wait, like, you're gonna find, like, in and almost like play it in the background, and they'll be like, oh, what's this? And then you can introduce more songs to it. So that's a good way. Like Guardians of the Galaxy, when we watched that one, the soundtrack was amazing, and it had like all different forms of like music, and we love all the different kinds. So like, find some cool soundtracks your kids will dig from like movies you guys watch together, and then be like, well, who's this person? And then it opens a whole can of worms, man. Describe the perfect family vacation. And again, it's a little bit long time before you go somewhere, but where you and your like wife talked about like, hey, when, you know, our child gets to a certain age, we can't wait to take, you know, him or her there.
Well, I mean, we definitely want to hit the national parks for sure. It's just a lot of people talk about going to Europe and everything else. I think we learned during the pandemic how many wonderful things there are to see in the United States, and the parks are top of the list. She has a sister in Montana that's right outside of Yellowstone. So, I mean, we're for sure going to do that. Can't wait to do that. Nice. We carry the bear spray when we do that. So I was just going to say,
especially, you know, because my family and I, we've been like getting stuff ready to go camping and all this good stuff. We want to go RVing soon. So what is something for people who families who like to go camping and all that good stuff? What, I mean, besides the bear spray, is there anything else that people should like be checking out?
Well, I mean, if you're in bear's country, right, that's their home. You should have a bear food storage container. You don't want to be woken in the middle of the night because a bear's trying to get in your tent and get your food. That's not a good scenario. I hope that never happens to any of your listeners, your viewers. You know, bear horns can one of the reasons why bears attack, either they're hungry, you get between the mother and the cubs, or you accidentally like startle them because they don't hear you, and you come around a corner and there they are, and boy, they go into defense mode. They're scared as well too. So a bear horn is something that you can hear up to a half mile away. They hear that noise and they go away from you. So those are some of the products for sure. I mean, you need to have good lighting as well in case it gets darker earlier and you're on a covered trail, something along those lines. So those are some items I would highly recommend. Noisemakers are good for that if you get lost.
Nice. And lastly, top three words you hope your child would use to describe you as a dad. What would you want them to be?
Oh boy, top three words. I would say, like going back to what I said when this started, kind and considerate. And just probably loving and supportive. Yeah. Great. I mean, probably a little humor, funny. You gotta have some funny. You gotta add some humor to this all. You gotta have fun. You gotta laugh, which you clearly do, Art. I appreciate that. So yeah, that's probably a big thing to have in all aspects of your life if you can.
You know you're a dad once you get the eye rolls at a certain age with your dad jokes. So just keep them coming. And they, as much as they say they hate them, they love them. And they'll probably repeat it to their kids. So I love it. People, make sure you go to SaberRed.com and pick up the Smart Pepper Spray to keep your family protected. And they've got, David said, there's so many different products that they have there. And also, I hope you take away all the stuff that David said, because we want families to succeed in life and just be happy. And like you said, live the life that you want to live. Saber does do that. So make sure you support this company, because they're looking to support us and just like enjoy life. So I wish you and your family continued success. I can't wait to, you know, hear more about, you know, maybe I'll email you come February of next year and see how things are going. But I'm so excited for you and your wife. And again, thank you for working with me here at Art of Fatherhood, sir.
Absolutely. I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.